greet all of Hare Krishna. Let me greet all of you affectionately here from the sacred site of Giriraj Govardhan. I wish you could all be with me. The trees are very green at the moment. Each leaf is very healthy and robust. Some of the trees have flowers. There is an unexpected atmosphere of peace in Vrindavan, at least here at the Govardhan Retreat Center, and therefore it will be very nice for all of us to tune into or to take this peaceful moment in our lives, to sit down, to let the business of the day go, to be almost as if you are on pilgrimage, where your whole life is parked for some moment. It is kept on hold to be taken up later. So for this Kartik tune-in session, I want you all, wherever you are, to get into the mood of the pilgrim and lose your busyness and the compulsions, or let us say heavy drives, of the life which you live. The month of Kartik is a special month. We know that all months have special qualities. For instance, in the autumn time, it is time to harvest. In the winter time, nature goes to rest. In the spring, life comes up again in the form of flowers and buds and so on. In the summer, people like to take their bath in crystal clear lakes. Each season has something special to offer. The month of Kartik is no exception. It can offer us something that is, however, not a fruit of this world. It is something transcendental. It is something that is very rare to obtain. The month of Kartik, when you observe it properly, can offer you, even for a little amount of service, great fruits in your spiritual development. We are speaking of things like devotion, of love. We are thinking of side products like certain insights, how to live your life in a better way. The ability to say no to the many distractions. The month of Kartik has very, very wonderful fruits for all of us. It is said, just like Lord Damodar is very kind to his devotees, his month, the Kartik month, is extremely kind to devotees who are only offering a small little amount of service. This is so because the Lord has given the rulership, the dominance over this month into the hands of Srimati Radharani, who is known for her motherly and very kind affection to all people and all beings. So yes, the month of Kartik is the month of Srimati Radharani, where Vrindavaneshwari, the queen of Vrindavan, holds the scepter. It's the month where Ujeshwari, that's another name of Radha, she who is and gives strength, is ruling. This month is the month of Kartika Devi, Srimati Radharani. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes it clear that not so many austerities and observances are required. It's only a little svalpam service which grants already this high results. I will talk about what is the main practice of this service that should be observed in the month of Kartik. But before, I would like to quote Narada Muni as he explains in the Padma Purana the unique benefit or power of the month of Kartik. He says, Manushar kama bhumo ya kartikam nayate shudha chintamanim kade prabhya chipyate kadamambuni. The month of Kartik is like the legendary gem, the Chintamani gem, which grants the fulfillment of all wishes to those who possess it. It is known if you have a Chintamani jewel, this is not a one, and you touch it to anything, it will turn the substance into gold. Even ordinary metal will turn into 24 karat gold. So the month of Kartik can take your ordinary life and make it extraordinary. It's like that wish-fulfilling Chintamani gem. Then Narada Muni continues. But if you pass the month of Kartik without observing any vow, it is like throwing that Chintamani jewel into a lake of mud. So, a very, very nice and recommended observance for the month of Kartik is to offer a simple lamp light to the Lord while singing or hearing a recording of the singing of the Damodarashtakam. We will provide a link for this Damodarashtakam so that you can sing along with it. It is said, if one offers a ghee lamp to the Lord during this month of Kartik, one is for sure transferred to the eternal spiritual world, which is free from all kinds of material obstacles. That's a very, very simple thing. You can take some cotton and make a wick from it, then put it into either pure cow ghee, ahimsa ghee, or sesame oil. And then, best after sunset, take it on a little lamp and then offer it to the image of Lord Damodar, the Lord who was bound by his mother Yashoda around the waist proclaims for all times that it is love and not the many observances, not vratas, not going into the forest, not studying the Vedas. It is love or bhakti that can conquer him. Let us focus a little on this Leela. Krishna, of course, became known as the transcendental thief of butter. And all of Vrindavan was talking about it, preparing butter with the secret desire that the Lord will come through some window or some entrance into the house and steal the butter. Once Mother Yashoda said, "Why do you steal butter, Krishna?" And Krishna whispered back, "Mother, I can't stop stealing butter." Because through stealing butter, he was stealing the hearts of his devotees. Though Nanda Maharaj had a brother called Upananda, who was married to Prabhavati, and Krishna liked to enter the house of Prabhavati and steal butter. So once he came into the house, but the butter was out of reach. When his friends said to him, "Psh, psh, psh, let's go from here, we can't get a hold of the butter," Krishna said, no, let us try. And he made some makeshift podest, by bringing some crates, something which was turned out to be very wobbly, and he went on that elevated podest to try to reach the butter, which was hanging in a clay pot under the ceiling, high enough to make sure that he and his friends wouldn't get it. His friends said, too short, this is too short, the podest. But Subal Sakha gave Krishna a stick, one of those sticks which is used for cow herding, and Krishna smiled mischievously. He took the stick and he hit it on the clay pot, and as a result, the freshly churned butter dropped down into the hands of Krishna, and he was just starting to drink the butter and distributing the flow to his friends when Prabhavati rushed out to catch Krishna. Oh, the friends said, let's run, let's make haste. But Prabhavati, his eyes were only on Krishna, so she jumped into the door, and when Krishna tried to run past her, she grabbed him and she said, "This is the end of your butter stealing. Mother Yashoda told me if I can catch you once red-handed, she will take care to discipline you so that you never ever will steal butter." Look, Krishna heard the name of his mother and he went like, "Oh no, don't do this, Prabhavati." But Prabhavati just took him by the hand and took him in a towel. She wanted to show Yashoda, "Here, look at his hands. He has just stolen butter. Look at his mouth. He has just eaten butter. It's not true that he is truthful. It's not true that he has enough in your household. He is a common thief." So as Prabhavati took protesting Krishna towards the streets of Braj, Krishna grabbed the zari of Prabhavati and just covered his head in shame. And he did something else. It's just so good. It shows Krishna's prema-filled pastimes. Listen, he took Prabhavati took Krishna, who was by now covered with a sari, with a corner of her cloth, and said, "Mother Yashoda Ma, I have caught your little boy red-handed. There is no way how he will get out of this. And it is shown for all times that your son is a butter thief. So at this moment, she removed the cloth and looked at Yashoda. What do you say now? Yashoda said, Parvati, are you out of your mind? This is your son. My son looks more beautiful than yours. Parvati looked down, and there was Kandava, her own boy, whom and to whom Krishna had shifted his form. Yes, Krishna can take on any form. He comes as Nrisimhadev. He comes as Matsya Avatar, he comes as Buddha, and he can also certainly take on the form of a little son of Prabhavati, his auntie. And Yashoda said, you are out of your mind. Krishna is never ever stealing butter. Prabhavati was so shocked and so ashamed. She took her sari and covered her face and quickly moved home. How could this be? She knew for sure she had caught Krishna, but now it was her son. So when they came close to the house, Krishna said, if you ever catch me again stealing butter, I will turn into your husband, Upananda. And you will be so exposed and so ashamed. You will be called the mad woman of Braj, who has come totally out of your mind. Prabhavati was speechless. But from that moment, whenever Krishna came with his cowherd boys to steal butter in her house, she just was standing at the door, not doing anything, not saying anything, and by the way, relishing the greatest pleasure to see the Supreme Lord in his most attractive little form as a Baal, as a child, coming and breaking into her house to steal her heart by stealing her butter. So Krishna was making many such pastimes. This is from the Garga Samhita. And Mother Yashoda heard so often informations about Krishna's stealing pastimes, that one time when she actually saw that Krishna had stolen in her own house, he had broken a butter pot, and he had distributed to the monkeys, and then he had run away in fear of his mother, but his little buttery footsteps told her exactly in which direction he had gone. So Mother Yashoda, during that time when she caught Krishna, had decided to punish him. First, she was raising a stick. She was said, look at this stick. This is a stick for thieves. She didn't intend to beat Krishna, but Krishna went like, Mother, don't do this. And he started to cry, and he had a jeweled necklace he had, was shaking. He was wiping his little eyes, and the mascara, the black ointment, was smeared all over his face. And Mother, don't beat me. Mother, don't beat me. You are just like a monkey. Come into people's houses and you steal. Oh, Mother, if I'm a monkey, then I will go tomorrow into the forest and live with monkeys to not disturb you. No, 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 you don't do this mischief any longer. So Mother Yashoda thought, well, if he is becoming like this. If he says he will go into the forest, I better bind him and tie him to this house, that this cannot happen. So yes, this is how, it's a long, long pastime, but she tried to bind Krishna, but it was not possible, because how can you bind the unlimited Lord? The rope was always two fingers too short. But finally, when our Krishna saw the loving endeavors of his mother, he decided, okay, I become bound. I'm not bound by a rope, but I'm bound by love. And with this pastime, my dear everyone, Krishna showed for all times that what he wants is not big offerings of this and that. He wants a loving offering, and therefore this small light is sufficient to please him. If you do it regularly with some love and affection in your heart, and you will be helped by either singing the Damodarashtakama or having it played in the background while you offer your light. By the way, if it is too difficult for you to make a ghee wick and a ghee lamp, perhaps you can Google it, how to do that. But if it's too difficult, you can just take a little tea light and offer the tea light to the Lord. And after you've offered it, don't blow it out. Keep it burning. Keep it burning. Let your love continue like this. This is the idea why for this month, regularly, every evening, devotees come and offer the light for Krishna, because it highlights something, it means something. It means that the Lord became bound, and he therefore got his name Damodar, the one who was bound around the belly. And yes, this month is his month, where he has installed or has requested Radharani to rule over it. So there's his mercy and the extra mercy of Radharani. For even as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, and Rupa Goswami also says it in Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, for even offering a little amount of service, it's the love that the Lord wants, the bhakti. That is also there in this famous verse from the Gita, where he says, if one offers me with love and devotion a simple thing like a fruit, like a leaf, like water and a flower, I will accept it if the offering is done with bhakti. Thousands of offerings, thousands of mantras, thousands of rituals without love have not the potency as one little lamp offered with affection to Lord Damodar in this month. The month is, take note of it, from the, let me look this up here, it is from the 11th of October this year. I made a mistake. It's from the 17th of October this year to the 15th of November. No? 17th of October to the 15th of November. I have in my notes the old times, because, you know, this month is calculated according to the lunar calendar, and the lunar calendar is different from the sun calendar, because the moon moves differently than the sun. What else? But I wanted to just say like this, offer with love and devotion. The Hari Bhaktivedanta says, Kartike Maturayam Vai Pujana Dashana Dhruva, and so on. By worshipping Lord Damodar and meditating about him during the month of Kartik, even the little child, Dhruva Maharaj, quickly attained the Lord and saw him eye to eye, something which is extremely rare even for the great mystics and yogis. Do you remember a child? How loving they can offer, come up and say, I found this apple under a tree, it is for you. No? So this little child, Dhruva Maharaj, offered some devotional service during the month of Kartik, and he became ultimately able to see the Lord eye to eye and attained what mystics dream of attaining. There are other things that you could do, but all these things should be seen from the perspective of this main emphasis of the month of Kartik, which is the Lord is only interested in love. So whatever it is that you do, do it with affection. Don't fall into the trap to want to do many, many things and just want to finish them and feeling some sense of achievement. That will all be ego stuff. No, do it with genuine affection for Krishna. Here are other things that are recommended in our scriptures. One is rise early and take a bath for the Lord. If it said if it's unavailable a shower, you can become pure by chanting Harinam. And then this early is before sunrise. And then change your rounds in the awareness that Krishna hears. Chant by being aware of the meaning of the mantra. When you chant Hare Krishna, for instance, the meaning of the mantra is clear. Please, my dear Radha and Krishna, take me to you and allow me to directly serve you. Please accept me. No? Yes. Then, if possible, try to assemble with devotees and sing kirtans. Now, I know some of you are in countries where you don't have devotee neighbors. Here in Braj, everyone explodes in bhakti during the month of Kartik. It's really a joyous festival of devotion. But where you live, you can also put more kirtan music in your home and sing along with the kirtan and sing after the kirtan. The recording is over. And try to have good association with devotees. I have heard one of my god brothers makes always one vow: in the month of Kartik, I will not criticize anyone, any devotee. I just will not do it. I will instead serve them, and I will also be serving all others. No? Then you can recite prayers to Srimati Radharani. For instance, the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava is one good one, or the Sri Radha Radhika Ashtakam by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. You can increase your reading, maybe not lengthwise, but you can read every day some amount in the Bhagavatam. Other scriptures you can read, and this will be very, very good for you. And finally, what I wish to inspire you to is try to worship Srimati Tulsi Devi. That is Krishna's great devotee who has appeared in the Tulsi Maharani, a sacred plant. Whoever takes shelter of you, Tulasi Devi, will have all his desires fulfilled. Being merciful upon him, you make him a resident of Vrindavan. And the author says, it is my cherished desire that you grant me residence in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Then with my very eyes, remember Dhruva Maharaj who saw the Lord face to face, with my very eyes I shall behold the beauty of the divine couple. Yes. During the month of Kartik, I want to inspire you to become a pilgrim. Yes, some of us have been able to come to Vrindavan and make a pilgrimage here. But others are staying at home and so on. How can you who stay at home become a pilgrim? Listen very carefully. A pilgrim is someone who's on a journey. And that spiritual journey is possible for everyone. No matter where they are and where they go to. But it's good to know the three keys of a pilgrim that will open to him the spiritual dimension. There are three keys which are known to those who go to Vrindavan. These same keys can be applied wherever you are. The first key is to search for Radha and Krishna during this month. That is why we read, that is why we worship, that is why we chant perhaps extra amount of rounds. To search for Radha Krishna should be the goal of all your practices. The second key is see what happens to you as an arrangement by Radha and Krishna. It doesn't really happen to you, it happens for you. See the lesson behind it. No? In this way your consciousness will bind with Radha and Krishna. And the third key is that you try in whatever you do to please Radha and Krishna. So just like an ordinary key can open a door and can give you access to something that was hidden, also these three keys can open the door. Something that was hidden to you, something where you were blocked in your advancement, and you can make this advancement. Search for Radha and Krishna in whatever you do. Try to see the lesson, the arrangement behind everything that happens for you. And lastly, try to do something to please the Lord and his devotees. In this way, by keeping the three keys of the pilgrim intact in your life, you will actually be able to move forward. My dear everyone, I'm sitting here in Vrindavan and you see perhaps sometimes the light is on, sometimes it goes out. This is what also is happening to a pilgrim. You move into an unpredictable zone. But it is in these unpredictable zones where you need to access this quality of flexibility or this quality of humble acceptance. It is in this zone where all your advancement takes place. Therefore, to compare the Kartik observances with a a journey or with a pilgrimage is a very apt comparison. What else needs to be said? Well, I will be in contact with you, if you so wish, by posting regularly on my webpage and Facebook and all these things, which I don't even know. Kartik inspirations sent directly from Vrindavan. We have a team of photographers. We have a team of sound people who record wonderful inspirational sounds for you. And Vrindavan is the classroom in which I see so many things happening. I will try to bring you here so that your Kartik observances will be in the right mood, in the right consciousness, the consciousness of Vrindavan, where everyone tries to please Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and serve them, and really walk the path of surrender. You find here many souls who have completely abandoned their own plans in order to follow the plan of Radha and Krishna. So we will send you inspirations, not longer than 5 minutes. Each recording is brief, in other words, so that you can easily hear it, and in this way we can stay connected. We will send you a link here together with the sound, a link to the soundtrack and the words of the Damodarastakam. What else needs to be said? My dear everyone, I feel just so grateful and so, let us say, moved in a way to be in the land where everything moves under the control of Radha and Krishna. It's such an experience to be a happy receiver of their guidance and their being moved from situation to situation. I wish you all the best. I will say goodbye at this stage. And Jai Srila Prabhupada, Srimati Radharani ki jai, Shri Krishna ki jai, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, and a long list of other ki jais. Hare Krishna.